Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, everybody. Welcome to WrestleMania Week.
Yes.
And your WrestleMania Week podcast, the only WrestleMania Week podcast you should be listening to, the Smart Marks Podcast.
Brought to you by Proven Gamer.
You didn't even take the tag off.
I didn't take the tag off. It's right here. Wrong arm. Still there. I'm playing this in the background.
Only the best preview show. This is what our fourth Mania, or maybe our third.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, this is our third Mania that we get to predict on the Smart Marks Podcast. And highly excited.
It's going down, son.
You know, when we first started the show, I think
it was in September of whatever
It was like
year.
September or October of like whatever. It was the same year that Punk quit, or, you know, around that time, because I remember Royal Rumble happened, and that was like the launch of the network.
Yeah.
And pretty much, yeah, so 3 years, man. It's our third Mania, calling this on here and doing a preview show. Highly excited. And it's the best Mania preview show podcast you will listen to.
Absolutely. I fucking
guarantee it. Show over.
All right, guys, that's great for this week.
On that note,
I'm Jeremy, he's Matt.
So what's up, man? How you been?
Before
we get into the madness that's going to be the show, anything new in your life that's gone on that's been super exciting?
It's all fucking me.
It's all wrestling,
now,
right?
Yeah. I've prepped. I knew this week was upon us. Like, this week is always an exhausting week, and I'm ready for it, man. Like,
yeah, I'm prepared for the Mania.
We're
hangover.
Halfway through this week, and now we're getting into the more exciting things that are happening this week.
I almost asked for Monday off, and I still might. Just because I'm going to need
Be smart, man. The hangover.
Got to be a smart mark.
The hangover. I don't think I worked the Monday after last time.
I think you took last Monday off as well.
I think too.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. So, of course, we got Supercard of Honor, I believe, Friday.
Yeah.
Also the same night as the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame now is now moved to Friday,
is good. Yeah. And then NXT TakeOver on Saturday, along with plenty of other events that are happening in Orlando. Like, mm-hmm. I'm talking Evolve and places like things like that.
Evolve, WrestlePro. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, plenty of shows. WrestleCon going on. That's going to be exciting. And then, of course, the big show on Sunday night, man. Or who knows, Sunday afternoon is when it starts.
5 o'clock is the main show.
God. Oh my God.
So it's an hour early on the main show.
Like 2 hours on the pre-show. So
there's three matches so far announced on the pre-show.
So it's like 3 o'clock Mountain Time.
Yep.
Good Lord. So if you're living on the West Coast, I think this is starting at 2 o'clock. And if you're living on the East Coast, it's going to go from 4 to midnight.
Yeah.
Oh. That's what it did last year. It ended at 10:30 local time, our time.
Yep.
So if you're on the East Coast, it's 10:30.
Yep.
Or 12:30.
Yep.
Bull.
Yeah.
Blah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You think we got it rough?
Oof. I might just call in on Monday.
I'm jazzed for it, though, man. Like,
if my boss listens to the show, I'm calling it on Monday.
This is exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
As shitty as the build is, it's exciting.
Well, you know, I feel like the past couple Manias haven't been that great of a build.
No, but they haven't, and we keep talking about that.
We get a good show out of
it. It's normally the better the build, the worse the pay-per-view.
Yeah, so better the build, the worse the show.
So what we'll probably do, probably going to be the easiest thing for the show, because we have three pretty major events to predict.
A whole
predict.
Bunch of them.
This is definitely the Prediction Mania show.
Prediction Fest.
I think we kind of go in and
Prediction
as
Fest 2017.
As we're breaking down each match, maybe we talk a little bit about the build and stuff like that there.
Yeah, no.
Instead of having a...
instead of a weekly
like
recap.
A build up to just that.
Hey, we got a dog. How did he get in? Holy shit. He
didn't shut the door. That's how.
I didn't. That was your son. Your son did that.
Oh, yeah.
Blame your son.
Blame Canada.
So first show up was Super Card of Honor from Ring of Honor, and should be highly exciting. Let me pull up the match card right here on the phone. First up, guys, we got The Kingdom, Matt Taven and Vinny Marsigilla. I think that's how you say his name, versus the Beer City Bruiser and Silas Young.
Yeah, notice who's noticeably not in that match.
Yeah,
TK and the guy, O'Reilly.
The guy who broke his ankle. Frankie Kazarian taking on Punishment Martinez should be exciting. We have a singles match for the Ring of Honor World Television Championship. Adam Cole not getting his world title rematch just yet, but he will be getting a shot at the TV title, and we'll see if that happens. Adam Cole, baby, taking on Party Marty Skrull. He's not Party Marty anymore. He's the villain.
The villain.
The villain, Marty Skrull. So it should be an exciting match. We got a tag team match between Dragon Lee and Jay White versus Volador Jr. and Will Ospreay. That should be highly, highly exciting. On top of that, we have a six-man tag team match. I believe this is for the six-man tag team championships that Ring of Honor has. It's not listed, but it has to be. The Briscoes, which is Jay Briscoe, Mark Briscoe, and Bully Ray taking on Bullet Club, which consisting of Hangman Page, Tommy Tonga, and Tonga Roa. Or the, what they call the Gorillas of Destiny. I think that's the name of them. We have a Texas Bull rope match between Jay Lethal and Cody, a.k.a. Cody Rhodes.
I'm jazzed for that match.
Holy shiz. And then we have a ladder match for the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship.
Yes.
To the Hardys, a.k.a. the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions. And the Young Bucks, Matt Jackson and Nick Jackson. Pretty much a mashing of worlds, like, of just prototype tag teams of one of another. Every time we talked about the Young Bucks, especially early on before they kind of just hit it big, we talked about them being a potential, you know, new reincarnation of the Hardys. And how cool is it now that, man, we're at Ring of Honor, Super Card of Honor, Mania Weekend, ladder match for the tag team championships in Ring of Honor, Hardy Boys versus the Young Bucks. Probably the most exciting match we will see this whole weekend. Should be cool. And then that's not even the main event, man. The main event, Christopher Daniels versus Dalton Castle for the Ring of Honor World Championship. What a matchup.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
If you would have told me last year at this time, Super Card of Honor, Christopher Daniels would be the champion, I tell you to go fuck yourself.
And that he's going to go against Dalton Castle?
And he would be being challenged by Dalton Castle. I tell you to go fuck yourself once again, because you're crazy, and that's not going to be booked. Don't book that match. Oh, but it's been booked, and it sounds awesome. So excited. Yeah, it should be a great show. Anybody who's going to watch Ring of Honor, Super Card of Honor, you're definitely in for a treat. It's going to be, is it pay-per-view or is it iPay-per-view? Not sure. Do you know?
I think it's
it might be pay-per-view. Yeah.
Super Card of Honor, right? They're always on pay-per-view for that.
Yeah, I don't know
for sure, but I'm positive it is. I was just reading, apparently Raw trolled the Philly crowd this week because, again, Pennsylvania's home state of Kurt Angle. And before the event started, they played Kurt Angle's music.
Oh, wow.
And everyone lost their shit, and, of course, Kurt Angle didn't come out. What a bunch of dickheads.
Why would they do that?
I guess during one of the segments, they had played Kurt Angle's music. Don't pull away from
there
me.
There you go.
Don't pull away.
No, you need to talk
don't
to
pull
it.
Away. during one of the segments, I saw that... they were announcing Kurt Angle, and they were talking about his induction in the interview between him and Corey Graves. They were playing Kurt Angle's music during that. So I can only assume that they were playing it in the arena at the same time. They hilarious, though.
Good stuff. Way to troll the crowd, though, WWE. So that's Ring of Honor for you guys. Moving on to Saturday on NXT TakeOver. We got five matches on the main card that we're going to see. I believe we're going to see five matches on the main card. We always get two more matches the week after that take place at that venue. So I'm not sure if either one of these matches will be on that card, but I think it gets updated once the show goes on. We have an eight-person mixed tag team match, probably to kick off the show, between the Team of Sanity, a.k.a. Eric Young, Killian Dane, Alexander Wolf, and Nikki Cross, taking on the team of Ty Dillinger, Roderick Strong, No Way Jose, and Ruby Riott, a.k.a. I forgot her name. What was it called? Ruby Riott. That's her name. That's her name for now. Shit. You're pretty good on this. I had it the whole time.
It goes to
show to you that you're not even ready either, so you don't even know who I'm talking about.
I saw it briefly that she came out. I was like, oh, shit, I missed that.
Heidi Lovelace. Oh, my God. How could I forget her name? Yeah. Way to be on the ball.
I saw she came out briefly. I was like, oh, son of a bitch. I missed that.
Way to be on the ball, Jeremy.
Hey, way to be on balls.
Yeah, I'm just going to turn this down. There you go. Good. So what do you think about this? I mean, it's been building up for a while because Sanity and Ty Dillinger have been going on since the last takeover. So this is actually a pretty cool slow burn rivalry.
Two months ago.
But still pretty cool that we're getting.
It was before Mania or before Rumble.
Yeah, so it's still pretty awesome that we're getting a lot of interaction, and it just didn't stop. It just kept going. We're so used to feuds, and I mean, we've talked about this over and over.
Well, NXT's always been pretty good about slow burns on feuds.
Yeah, so it's cool that we're getting this long feud from them, you know, without, you know, any kind of titles on the line, just rivalry, just I hate you, I don't want to be part of
your group.
Your group, leave me alone. We're all from Canada. Yippity doo da. Roger Strong is not from Canada.
No.
But
there's no way he'll say.
No, he is from like the Caribbean. I don't know. Is he?
Somewhere.
Something like that. He's from the Performance Center. That's where he's from.
Yeah.
He's from
Orlando.
He's from Orlando. We didn't. Oh, I just ran down the match card in Ring of Honor. Did you want to do predictions? I just.
Nah.
I didn't. Okay.
We can, but we've got so many other predictions to do.
On this one, I feel like finally. Ty Dillinger lost at the takeover in January, so I feel like this will be the nice moment and maybe a send off for Ty Dillinger. You know, he's going to get his big NXT win. It's going to be part of a tag team match. So, way to get him, you know, get him over on a high note, and it keeps Sanity looking strong. I don't think they'll look bad if they lose to a team comprised of Ty Dillinger and Roderick Strong. It's Roderick Strong.
And you want to give Riot a good,
and you
got to intro too.
And you got to give. You know, Roger Strong, a nice, if we're getting rid of a few people, which, you know, we can speculate later, it'd be nice to give Roger Strong kind of a nice push.
Yeah, nudge.
You know, nudge, like, hey, this is going to be the next big guy, you know, get ready. And I feel like people in the Orlando crowd know who Roger Strong is.
Yeah.
But I still feel like a lot of the casual NXT fans.
Yeah, the WWE fans.
Yeah, aren't really aware of Roger Strong and what he's done in his past. In Ring of Honor, in PWG, you know, wherever else that he may have been. So I'm looking forward to this match on Saturday night. It should be really exciting. It should kick off the show.
Make
a
stuff.
Lot of fun. So we're getting the debut finally of Aleister Black.
Yes.
He'll be taking on Andrade Cien Almas.
I've been loving the vignettes for this.
Yeah, really awesome. You know, Cien Almas has been kicking ass lately. He's been doing really good, coming off as a great top heel.
Yep.
In NXT, and I feel, you know, not only this is going to look good for Black, but it's also going to look good for Almas, because no matter what happens, Almas isn't going to lay down. He's going to go out there and put on a hell of a match.
They're going to put on a hell of a show.
Yeah, I feel like Almas had a match with somebody making a debut maybe a couple takeovers ago, and it was the exact same thing, like where they went up against them and they just tore the house down. Should be a real fun match. Singles match straight up. Aleister Black, I got him winning in his debut.
Maybe, yeah, I'm gonna go Aleister
AKA
Black as well.
Tommy.
I think we both went with Roddy Strong's and
Ty Dillinger and Roger
Strong.
Team. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going with Aleister Black as well.
Yeah, should be really cool. Triple Threat Tag Team Elimination Match for the NXT Tag Team Championships.
Oh yeah.
The Authors of Pain will be defending their titles against Team DIY and the Revival.
Revival's not winning this for sure.
No, I think the Revival's finally
going to win. I think this is going to be their last match in NXT, or their last major match in NXT. I'm going DIY.
DIY to get the titles back?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm still not really behind the Authors of Pain.
I'm not at all.
And there's two other tag teams
in
NXT
better.
Right now.
I'm just not sold on the character.
I don't like the characters, and it's too reminiscent of The Shield.
Right.
With the outfits, and I mean,
we're
I feel
the Shield,
like,
but we're big.
I feel like they just found
the phalanx.
They found the flak jackets, and they're like, hey, let's use these. Oh, look, I found Seth Rollins' old pants.
Stitch in or, some extenders in them.
Yeah, they just don't feel original to me.
No.
Especially when you have, I think, two other tag teams in Heavy Machinery, which is the same type of prototype tag team. And then there's another tag team comprised that doesn't have a name yet, but there's two guys, and I keep forgetting their names, but they both look just as big as the Authors of Pain.
Yep.
And I'm just thinking, what's the difference? What's going to be the standout here as far as Authors of Pain and these tag teams? Because we're so used to...
One of these teams is not like the others.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm wrong. They're all the same.
One of these teams is dead. with their careers. Dead in the water.
Dead with the crowd.
DIY, like, I, you know what? Yeah, I'm going DIY. Yeah, I feel like...
Going with my heart.
I feel like that tag team division needs a team like DIY to be the champs.
They elevate everyone they go against.
Yeah, and then I'm sure
put them in the title picture if they're not the champ.
Yeah, I'm sure if half of TM61 didn't get injured, they'd be involved in this match.
They'd be winning this.
Yeah, they'd probably be champs. So we both got Team DIY winning this match. Awesome. Not really sold on the build, but I'm sold on the match. Should be fun. Asuka defending her championship against Ember Moon it's a singles match for the NXT Women's Championship. This is probably my most anticipated match on the card.
I agree.
because I'm a huge fan of Ember Moon. I'm a huge fan of Asuka. And I love this just overconfidence of Asuka on her part.
And the taunting.
Yeah, taunting and just her saying, you know, I'm better than everybody. No, there's nobody out there that can beat me. And even questioning Ember Moon's employment status with the company, like who, what, where? I'm excited, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Ember Moon walking out NXT Women's Champion.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, I feel like
I know we should probably disagree at some point.
It's NXT. I think it's fun to agree on NXT.
I really want Ember Moon to win this match.
There's 50 matches on Mania, so yeah. I'm sure we're gonna run into a few. We don't agree on. So yeah, we both got Ember Moon going on this. If anybody's listening and taking score, because we're not, please write this down as both of us going for Ember Moon. Should be exciting. I'm really looking forward to this match.
Yeah,
I would not be surprised if this match goes for 20 minutes. Surprised if this match is the longest match on the card. Our main event of NXT TakeOver Orlando, a rematch. Shinsuke Nakamura being granted his rematch for the NXT Championship against Bobby Roode. Will Nakamura become the first 3-time NXT champion?
No.
Bobby Roode. Got Bobby Roode.
Did
winning
you see
too.
Kurt Angle and Bobby Roode trolling each other this week?
No, I didn't. I didn't see that on, on Twitter.
Kurt Angle, a new shirt for Kurt Angle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's on Pro Wrestling Tees or if it was WWE.
It probably is, because Pro Wrestling Tees has been like promoting the shiz out of his shirt.
So they had, it showed right angle, acute angle, and then it showed like the actual angles. And then it said Kurt Angle and had him putting Bobby Roode in the ankle lock.
Yeah.
And Bobby Roode commented on there. He's like, correct me if I'm wrong, but that guy looks familiar. And Kurt Angle replied right away. He's like, yeah, Bobby, because it's you. You want to do it one more time?
That's
so
awesome.
He's trying to push for a match, I guess, between him and Bobby.
Well, they did have a match back in TNA.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Impact we had a match Wrestling between them on WWE?
I believe that was one of his farewell matches was Bobby Roode. Yeah.
Bobby fucking Roode.
Bobby. We just take it to Tommy and chant.
Yeah, we do that with everybody. Bobby Roode. Everybody who has two-syllable first name, one-syllable last name.
So I'm excited for NXT. It's usually like on paper. Sometimes it doesn't sound all that great, but you sit down and you watch that show and you're like, holy shit, that was a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
2 hours flew by like nobody's business.
There's going to be 3 really good nights of wrestling this weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be.
I'm really jazzed for Supercard of Honor.
Yeah, it should be really good. All right, man. We got 13 matches.
Oh, fucking A.
Going to Mania Sunday night. 13 matches on the card. You stated it'll start 3 o'clock local time, because if the main show is 5 o'clock local time,
yeah, and I think we have a 2-hour pre-show,
and they're going to stretch those 3 matches across.
Hey, you know what's a pre-show match now?
The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
That always is,
like 2 years in a row.
But
on top of that,
Austin fucking Aries.
We'll get to that in a second. And on top of that, the 6-pack challenge for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. Also,
that's a pre-show match.
Oh, yeah.
Man. At this point, it doesn't matter though. In my opinion, because
it's all Mania.
It's all on the network, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like all of it is there, especially if they're giving you it for free on the network. It's not like it's there to sell pay-per-view buys like it used to.
If you're a new subscriber on the network right now, you're getting free access to Mania as it is.
Yeah. So it's not like before where the pre-show was there just to get people to buy. It's not like Heat like it used to be. It's an extension of the show.
It used to be on the night of pay-per-views, old school going back. You know, you get, I think, maybe an hour of the buildup
of Heat.
But you would also get, Heat was always recorded right before, and they would still do like a live feed of the pay-per-view. So it was always kind of confusing because it wouldn't really match up.
Right.
But you would get a 1-hour live feed of, you know, matches coming up and then
for
the
while,
dark
they
matches.
Would do Heat live, and it was like the prelims that UFC does now.
Yeah, and it was Draws getting his neck broken by D'Lo Brown.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Way to bring it down, dickhead.
Do you got the list for the 30-man battle royal?
I do.
Yeah, let's go through that list, because that's probably going to kick off the show.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. This is on the pre-show. You got to do something crazy. 30-man battle royal for the Andre the Giant Memorial Trophy.
Trophy.
That's what it says.
Here's every single competitor. So I would always assume, you know, there's going to be... Like last year, our surprise entrant was
Dick Face Johnson.
No, that's totally Baron Corbin's real name.
I thought it was face McAfee.
That too.
Yeah.
All right. So here's our guys. It doesn't look like we're gonna have anybody.
It's all announced.
Yeah, it's all announced. So Mojo Rawley, Apollo Crews, Big Show, Kurt Hawkins, Braun Strowman, Goldust, R-Truth, Primo and Epico, Curtis Axel, Bo Dallas, Jinder Mahal, Sami Zayn, Fandango, Tyler Breeze, Dolph Ziggler, Rhino, Heath Slater, Jason Jordan, Chad Gable, Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, Mark Henry, Sin Cara, Titus O'Neil, Connor, Victor, Kalisto, Aiden English, and Simon Gotch. Wow. A.K.A. the we don't know what the fuck to do with these guys match.
Oh, yeah. Didn't I tweet that earlier in the week? Man, you know who I feel bad for in that match? Dolph Ziggler.
And Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn, who's been on main eventing, like Raw. Like, he's been one of the main focal points.
And Braun Strowman.
The storylines.
I feel bad for Braun Strowman.
Like, I don't know, man.
He should not be in this
I
match.
Wanted Braun Strowman to be added into the Undertaker Zayn, match.
You know, here's the problem with when you take away kind of like a traditional match, mm-hmm. which was the Intercontinental Championship match that we had for a long time. It was defended in the ladder match. Yep. Like, I think 3 years in a row.
And it was tradition that was.
And it was just kind of like, all right, it's come to be expected that this match will be defended in the ladder match. And they should have just did that.
And it's kind of cool to see it one-on-one, I guess. But
yeah. I guess it does throw it back in that prestige, being that it's Dean Ambrose and Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
But I still don't really care about it right now.
No, the build was
terrible. It'd be more exciting to me if I saw if that or the U.S. Championship were defended in a ladder match with multiple people.
Yep.
I think that's the way you get people excited for that match.
Yep.
People don't get excited for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I'm not excited about it.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the questions to ask yourself. Will anyone gain any significance through victory in this match?
No.
Does this match exist for anything other than to fill the show with guys that deserve a spot but we can't figure out what to do with?
No.
I mean, what do we do? I mean, does anybody even remember that brief period where Cesaro became a Paul Heyman guy because he won that match?
Brandon, I think the only person to truly benefit from Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is Baron Corbin.
I think so, too.
He's the only one to truly benefit from this.
They started a false start with Cesaro. Like, you know, something great was going to happen, and then they pulled it back.
Yeah, and they pulled it back and just stuck him back in the tag team division. Yeah, I mean, the only person to ever benefit off of this, I mean, and I don't know if it's on his own willpower or just constantly being there, was Baron Corbin.
Will Shaq show back up?
No, fuck Shaq. Shaq's not showing up. He's like Big Show trolling him. You know, Big Show, you know, worked his ass off to get in the best shape of his life, much less career. And Shaq couldn't even pull his own weight, literally.
Yeah.
Because he's too fat.
Yeah. Hey, Gold Bond.
Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm going to sell some Gold Bond.
That Gold Bond.
Yeah, I'm going to sell some
that
Gold Bond.
That patch you wear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dunk it.
Yeah. I want to beat off to Patrick Ewing.
That threw me off. Moving on. So who we got? Who you got winning on this?
Fuck, I don't know. Sami Zayn.
Sami
Zayn or Braun Strowman. One of the two of them.
Yeah. Safe bet, Braun Strowman.
I think that's a safe bet. Sami Zayn's my out there bet.
And then out there bet, Dolph Ziggler. Just because they're not doing anything with them. I feel bad for the guy.
Right.
Where's Kalisto in this match?
I wish your fucking prediction would have came true. I wish Sami Zayn would have lost his job on Raw and ended up on SmackDown.
Would that not made more sense?
Yeah, right.
I mean, we're going to probably do trades after Mania. Wouldn't
There's
that
your
just
fucking way to make
sense?
This happen.
Because in theory, AJ Styles is still fired.
Yeah.
Right? Is that still a thing?
No.
Apparently is he back on the roster? Yes,
fuck, so I don't know, man. We haven't really alluded to the fact whether he is or not.
He's still fired, technically. Either way, I think it would have been smart. You put him on. Sorry, it was ESPN. You put him on SmackDown. SmackDown signs him. He shows up in the Battle Royal anyway. Like, Steph goes out there. What the hell's going on?
As soon as his music hits.
And then you hear Daniel Bryan's music, and then that, you know, gets the crowd
chanting.
He's
like, nope,
yes, we signed
him that last
and,
night.
And it's funny. I haven't heard numbers on the size of the crowd yet. And all last year was the size of the crowd. It'll be the biggest Mania ever. And now we're never going to
Now the talk is the biggest ramp ever.
We're never going to be able to top that nonetheless. Yeah, biggest ramp ever. And we got a GD roller coaster above everybody's head being built.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen
the pictures. Is that what that is?
Yes,
roller coaster?
A roller coaster. It's stationary.
The biggest thrill, right, of them all?
It's stationary, but it's a roller coaster. It looks intense. And I would probably be scared. especially because it's an outdoor stadium.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's a lightning rod.
Right? Fuck yeah, right? But yeah. I mean, we had problems at the Royal Rumble of having to usher guys, cart guys to the ring.
Oh, because they almost died on the way over.
Yeah. There's no way. I mean, fucking Taker's entrance is going to take up an hour alone now.
Yeah, because he's going to have to stop four times on the way over there.
Yeah.
His knees. He's going to have to stop because he has to keep getting knee replacement surgery. He has to stop because he's going to have to keep getting his
halfway
hips,
down.
His hip pointers
halfway down.
grinded down.
God.
I mean, I'm a Taker fan, but man, he's looking a little rough. Looking a little rough
that
around
magic,
the,
though, man. I love the idiot fans who were recording him jump
a little
out
rough out of, around the belly. Oh, I loved it when he kicked the camera dude in the head. Because the camera guy was, like, in the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did
so he got, like, kicked right in the face.
But these fucking idiots are like, oh, man, look.
It's not real.
Like, how the fuck do you think he did it before? Like, we even broke this down on the podcast, like, a month and a half ago.
Yeah. Idiots. No, I got a great meme on our Twitter real quick. Hold on, I'm going to pull it up. Because this makes for great radio.
Was it the one where he's like, this is magic, motherfucker.
Magic, motherfucker.
I saw that.
How'd you do, Roman Reigns goes, how'd you do that? And Taker goes, magic, motherfucker.
I also saw another one where they showed the ramp. And it showed Taker grabbing Vince by the throat, and it says, are you fucking kidding me?
Look at those belts.
I saw those belts. Big E fucking tweeted.
And he said, oh my.
They're fucking tag team titles.
Tag team deemed with New Day belts. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Pretty cool.
Why didn't they ever do that?
They should have. Even I think Big E didn't even know. I think he didn't even know. They had the old bronze ones on. Yeah, it's cool.
I laughed my ass off during Raw when Gallows and Anderson.
Oh, these are our replicas.
No, it was Enzo and... Cass said that they were going to leave WrestleMania with gold.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you mean silver?
Yeah.
No gold.
Because there's no gold on. Oh, it's just white gold.
Okay, did you fuck? All right, we need to get back on track in just a minute. But did you see Enzo sneaker shopping?
Yes.
$3,000 for his WrestleMania sneakers.
Yep.
Badass, right?
Baller.
How you doing?
How you doing? Oh, you know, I never shared the damn link.
All right, let's get back
oh
into
my
this.
Oh, gosh. So I got Braun Strowman winning the Battle Royal. And Jeremy's got his penis in his hand. Moving on to the six-pack challenge for the WWE Women's Championship on SmackDown. Unfortunately, this is a pre-show match. I don't see why we couldn't have just switched out one of the main card matches for this.
Yep.
Like, oh, well, I guess you really can't. Baron Corbin and Dean Ambrose. You could have put that on the pre-show.
I think so. I would have rather had that on the pre-show.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think it's a slight to the women that you're putting, once again, you know, one match on the pre-show, one match on the main card. Put them both on. Just let it be known that, hey, we're fully invested in this women's revolution. Let's go. And let's just stop calling it the women's revolution. Just call it women's wrestling.
Yep.
And, yeah, so Alexa Bliss will be defending her title, supposedly against every SmackDown woman.
Kelly's supposed to be rumored in this match.
But apparently
they spoiled a surprise already.
Becky Lynch, Natalia, Mickey James, Carmella, and Naomi. So
yep,
one,
Naomi
two,
returned
three,
on
four,
SmackDown.
Five, six.
To an amazing pop, by the way.
Oh, great, yeah.
Can you imagine
and
what that returning pop would have been?
They should have saved it.
You know what, though? I kind of get why they didn't. I mean, you're going to build a ton of
they
excitement.
They should have saved it.
Knowing she's there. But
they should have saved it for Orlando.
I didn't say I agreed. I said I understood.
Yeah. They should have saved it. Who you got walking away with the title?
Naomi, hands
yeah,
down.
Yeah, she has to win it.
Right?
She has to win it. I don't want her to win it.
I would almost
I like
call...
Naomi. I like her. I love Naomi. I think she's great. But
I would almost call her Andrea work.
I think it's too, yeah. I think it's too soon with Alexa Bliss reclaiming the title to have her drop it so soon again after.
Right.
But, you know, if Naomi wins it in Orlando, that's an amazing WrestleMania moment.
So are you picking Alexa to retain?
I got Carmella
Shut
walking
the fuck
out
me.
With a
neck brace.
With a neck brace. No, I...
Like, I in one, no. On one hand, I see Alexa winning, like, solidifies her big time.
Yeah.
But Naomi, like, it's got to be Naomi, right?
Becky Lynch.
Becky?
Yeah, I got Becky Lynch winning.
Why you got Becky Lynch?
Because Becky got pinned last year.
Oh.
She was the one pinned last year.
They've been
year.
Talking to her redemption.
So, redemption, Becky Lynch. This is a good way to get her back on top. Two-time women's champion. You got Naomi, I got Becky Lynch. And our final pre-show match of the night, maybe. We'll see unless something gets moved because they decide to make a match 40 minutes long. We have a singles match for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship between Neville, aka the champion. King Neville, sorry. Don't want to offend anybody. Defending his championship against Austin Aries.
So.
The greatest man who ever lived.
You don't know what Austin Aries had to say about being moved to the...
Oh, yes. What did he say?
It's pretty good. I'm pulling
say
it up
it.
Right now. It's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. waiting on my shitty Wi-Fi. Thank you, Cable One. Seeing a lot of passionate opinions about my WWE Cruiserweight title match being announced for the WrestleMania pre-show. Here's mine. Next tweet. I'm never relegated to anything. I'm just who you add to things when they need to be elevated. WrestleMania pre-show now is must-see. Hashtag the elevator.
Nice. That's the best way to handle it.
Yep. Fucking Austin Aries. Million times Austin Aries, right? Million fucking times Austin Aries wins this match. Like, I can't.
Has to.
I can't fucking want somebody to win. Like,
I think they. I know why.
This is the pre-show match?
They this moved this.
Most fucking exciting match on this card for me.
That's why they moved the show.
Yeah.
That's why they moved it to the pre-show.
Now people
they
are knew, watching this fucking pre-show.
Because they knew Austin and Neville will tear the house down.
Yeah.
The build-up. This
one,
match.
One, people are going to watch the pre-show. Two, you don't want them stealing the card on the main show.
This match has the best build. Because it's been building for months.
Forever,
since,
right?
Since Austin was just commentating.
Yep.
And he's still injured.
And it's the one that we took asked
his
damn, for most.
He took his glasses off and was still busted up.
I fucking marked out so hard. Yeah.
His orbital socket was still healing. And they were teasing this. This match. This is going to be an amazing match. And that's why he got moved to the pre-show. So that it doesn't overshadow anything on the main
card. I'm okay
with
it. I don't give a fuck where I have to watch it as long as I get to watch it.
It's going
to
be awesome. I got Austin Aries walking out. Cruiserweight champion. Mother truckers. Moving on to the main card players. We got Teddy Long in the house because he's getting inducted. Teddy Long.
Hold on a minute, player.
We're going to make this into a tag team match. Triple threat ladder match for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship.
See Sheamus get busted wide the fuck open.
You know which match? You know what we don't have on here? Not even on the pre-show? A fucking SmackDown Tag Team title match.
They defended it last week.
Way to get shafted.
They defended it last week.
Which is a bummer. Yeah. I mean, they are in the Memorial Battle Royal.
Because you couldn't fit a spot for me. And I was okay with that
Bullshit.
Match last week. That match last week was really good.
Oh, it was amazing, yeah. But I just feel bad that they can't defend. Just do what yours. Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson will be defending their tag team championships against the teams of Enzo and Big Cass and the team of Cesaro and Sheamus. Who do you got walking out with them shiny ass nickel titles?
So there's two rumors going around right now. Both of them really heavy about Finn Balor.
And one of them involves your butthole.
All of them involve my butthole. First rumor is that Finn Balor interferes in this match.
In the tag team match?
Yeah, and that they reunite the club.
A
lot of people are picking the club. I personally, if this happens, I'm going to mark out. I'm going to be happy, but I personally am going with Enzo and Cass.
I'm staying away. You're staying like 20-foot radius because you're going to probably get jizz everywhere. If the club reunion happens.
Fuck yeah. We'll get to their second room, to the second Finn Balor rumor here in a little while.
Yeah.
But full on, How great would it fucking be for a club reunion?
That'd be cool. They got to do something big.
Or what if AJ interferes somehow for him?
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm actually going Enzo and Cass. The odds are that the club retains. Everything I've read online, the odds are for the club retaining because of some sort of interference, either being from AJ or from Finn. I don't know that the Finn thing will happen. I feel like it might be a waste there for him.
Yeah.
As much as I'd love to see it,
well, I feel like they
it would be great.
I feel like they wouldn't make him heal. Since he wasn't really...
The timing's not right now.
Yeah, because he wasn't... He didn't get a chance. He didn't get more than 3 weeks on Raw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, timing's as a baby face, right. And then he got injured.
That's why I'm going Enzo and Cass.
Yeah, so you got Enzo, Cass. I still got Luke... I have Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson walking out. Yeah. What I would not be surprised if Enzo and Cass win, because they debuted one day or, you know, a year ago today, or Mania. But, yeah, I would not be upset if...
If a certain tag team loses in another company this week... You think, given this is a ladder match, what are the chances of seeing them show up somehow?
And I think the best way to do that is have Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson retain.
You think so?
Yeah, because you bring in. We're alluding to the goddamn Hardys.
Yeah.
If the Hardys come in, you have to have them go against a heel team. Just because WWE's classic booking, like they don't do what Ring of Honor does. They don't do even
face
you know
face
what
kind of stuff.
Yeah, they don't do that kind of stuff. It has to be a good guy versus bad guy. You bring the Hardys in, and you have to throw them in the title picture immediately.
Absolutely.
Even if they show up the night after Raw or Mania, Have them win the titles that night.
What if they take someone out and they replace them in that match or something?
Either or. I mean,
that's the place to input them, right?
And like, the reason why we're pushing, because we know that the Ring of Honor contract is a short one and it's probably actually expiring.
And I'm picking the Young Bucks to win that match.
It's probably expiring Friday night.
Right.
So, you know, well, that's what everybody's alluding to. So
what if we get, and we didn't bring this up during NXT, what if we get Mike Bennett debut at NXT?
We could.
Their rumor is that he may have already signed a contract with WWE.
I see him pulling a Bobby Roode and sitting in the crowd.
In the front row? Yep. That would be great, right?
Yep. Moving along. Oh, we still got 12 matches to go. Dean Ambrose defending his Intercontinental Championships against Baron Corbin in a match that I could really not care that much for.
But it'll probably be okay.
But it'll probably be good. And that's why Baron Corbin will be walking out as a new Intercontinental Champion.
Baron Corbin. Yeah, the Baron Lone Corbin. Wolf.
Build is okay. Not exciting. Could be better. Fatal 4-Way Elimination Match for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. This is listed 10th on the card, but I have a feeling they might move it up a little bit. Just as a spacer between Goldberg. I would not be surprised if this was like a spacer after the Goldberg match. But Bayley defending her title against Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks, and Nia Jax. This is a good build too, actually. You know, with the build being
going for a while,
seeing too. That Sasha had to earn her way into the match, and then on top of that, Nia Jax earning her way into the match. I like that fact that it's very possible that all the women could walk. Any one of these ladies could walk out as champion, and I wouldn't be upset. But I think it's an elimination match. Throw that into the mix.
Yeah, it is elimination.
So I'm saying
Sasha Banks.
You got Sasha Banks walking out?
Sasha Banks.
So you're saying Sasha Banks, heel turn, takes out Bayley.
I think she pins Bayley.
She pins Bayley early on.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm saying Bayley walking out champion because you can't have every championship changing hands.
Good point.
Bayley walks out champion. Shane McMahon versus AJ Styles in a singles match. This is a singles match. It doesn't say no DQ or anything. I have a feeling
they talked that up. No, they talked that up on SmackDown.
That is a straight up match.
Contract signing, because Shane was talking about it. He's like, you know what, AJ, you need to bring your A game or else you're going to have to live with the fact that my hand's being raised and you're an elite guy. And AJ brought it to everyone's attention. He's like, this is a singles match. This is not a Hell in a Cell. This is not an Iron Man. This is not a Falls Count Anywhere or a street fight, the kind of matches you excel in. He said, this is a wrestling match.
Yeah.
The kind of matches I win. He said, the kind of match where if you stand outside of the ring too long and you do the kind of crap you always do, you lose. And so like that kind of built it a little bit more for me, that little back and forth between them. But did you catch during the contract signing? Someone screamed at Shane McMahon, your sister's hot. He like turned around and looked at him.
I did it. I missed that.
Your sister
has big jugs.
They're emphasizing the fact that this is just a traditional singles match.
Nice. That's awesome. I got AJ Styles.
AJ Styles, hands down.
All
right?
The way.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins versus Triple H in a non-sanctioned match, whatever that means.
So, you ready for your next prediction?
Yeah, go for it.
Or your next rumor for Finn Balor?
So, the next rumor, I know what you're going to say.
So, the Finn Balor rumor here is
Who is not on this card? Samoa Joe.
Yeah. The rumor is that Joe shows up and Joe attempts to interfere in this match and Finn Balor shows up to even the odds.
Yeah.
That is the more likely scenario for me.
I see that happening.
And that is the more, I mean, it's going to be reminiscent of what happened last year in Triple H's match. Was it last year or a year before?
2 years ago.
2 years ago, Sting. Yeah. With Sting.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
When the NWO came out to help Sting.
Yeah.
Remember all those times
that they beat the shit out of him with a baseball bat?
No, you remember all those times that Hogan, Nash, and Hall came out to help Sting in his fights in WCW? Yeah. So I got Seth Rollins winning this. He has to win this. Wouldn't I be surprised if Triple H put himself over in this?
No, this is all Seth, right?
Yeah, but it has to be all Seth.
Well, I don't know. Triple H winning this.
And Triple H beats Sting.
And Triple H winning this with help from Samoa Joe solidifies that.
Did I call? I'll have to go back all those years ago. Maybe I called Triple H beating Sting, but just as a bullshit, like just to be different.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I could see Triple H winning with Samoa Joe's help because that starts to solidify that rivalry.
Yeah.
But Yeah, I'm going.
I just don't know where you go with Finn Balor after this. Like, you know,
him and Samoa Joe start a feud. Like, yeah, that's got to be it, right?
So it's
there,
just
right?
a feud for nothing on the line.
Number one contendership.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's where you could go with.
Sorry, guys.
Start them off with the number one contendership.
Yeah, contender shits.
And we end up somehow getting Samoa Joe, shicing his way into this match to face Brock Lesnar. I don't know. Somehow. Either way, I don't care. I don't give a fuck what they do with Balor as long as I get him back.
I use the Wikipedia, and they don't have Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho listed.
Weird.
That's obviously a match going on.
This match is happening. Kevin Owens.
That's, yeah, I'm not making shit up. So,
picking Kevin Owens.
Yeah, you got Kevin Owens winning. Actually, I got Jericho winning.
Do you?
And here's why. Yes, Jericho is leaving.
Right.
And whatever their next Raw pay-per-view is, he'll probably walk out of Mania as champion. That'll drive Owens crazy.
Payback or whatever.
Yeah. Jericho has another match as U.S. champion, and Owens causes him to lose that title. Owens goes in after, beats the shit out of Jericho. Jericho has his Mania moment, takes off maybe another year. He's only ever gone for like 6 months, the most. It's not even that long. Jericho goes away, you know, and we have a new U.S. champion. And maybe they do put it on Owens because whoever walks out as the Universal Champion won't be there every night to defend. They even have that title over his shoulder. So now, there are talks about Brock Lesnar probably being around almost at every Raw.
Right.
But, I mean, we can't put our money on that. If I was Brock Lesnar, I'd be like, no, I'll do like every two Raws. Let's not do every one. And kudos to Brock Lesnar because he is showing up at a lot of Raws now. You know, he's there quite a bit. So I got Jericho leaving as U.S. champion still. I don't think he'll lose it at Mania. I think he walks out.
That's where we start to differ.
Yeah. So after that, we have John Cena and Nikki Bella taking on The Miz and Maryse.
Cena and Nikki Bella.
Cena and Nikki Bella?
Yeah, I think so.
But I do love what The Miz and Maryse are doing.
Did you see this week's?
Yes. I saw John Cena call The Miz a pussy.
Did you see him sack tap him?
Yes.
It was so great.
It was just
asking if he's firing blanks.
Pop up.
So good. Did you? All right. Best part of the whole thing. His Daniel Bryan parody.
Oh yeah, of course.
Did you see that? He's like, I made steaks for everybody, Nikki. He's like, but I'm vegan. And then she's all, let me get you a sippy cup, Daniel.
Yeah.
He's all, yes, yes.
Talking about Brie.
That's
Brie
the best
is,
part of the whole thing.
Brie is very pregnant right now.
Yeah,
she looks amazing.
Did they already have their baby?
No, still pregnant.
Or they just announced the name was all right.
Yeah. It's like
I don't know, something fucking hippie.
Something
vegan.
Tofu. Something tofu-y.
Tofu gluten free.
So you got I want to go Miz and Maryse.
I do too. I really do. But this match is gonna be great, man.
I guess I gotta go John Cena.
I love John Cena just straight up trash talking Maryse in the ring.
Yeah.
Like just calling her out. He's like, you say that Nikki kept you from coming back, but you're here.
Yeah.
And then he just started to unload on her, man. And then I loved his comment. He's like, you talk trash about me leaving to record movies. He's like, son, you do the same thing. Only no one cares because they're knockoffs of
they're
movies I've already
movies.
Made.
Yeah, Marine 5 coming out soon.
Yeah. Him versus Naomi. So cop that.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. There's a fight scene between him and Naomi in it.
That's awesome. Cool. I gotta watch that movie. It looks pretty cool. It actually looks good. And I mainly want to watch it because it has like Curtis Axel, Heath Slater, and Bo Dallas in it.
Yeah.
And Bo Dallas has like face tattoos.
Yeah. There's reasons to watch.
Yeah, I got to watch this Marine. That's good. The Undertaker versus Roman Reigns.
You ready?
Do it.
Roman fucking Reigns.
Oh, how? What? We're both going to go with Roman here.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think the writing's on the wall there.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I'm still going with my Taker 35.
Right.
But
I think Roman wins this one.
I mean, how many matches has Taker had this year?
One. Yeah.
You know, it's not like his build last year, like Hell in a Cell with Lesnar and everything. That was last year.
Yeah.
That wasn't this year.
Yeah.
And you know, so Taker's only done one thing since then. I think his last match was at Mania last year, wasn't
it? You're right.
And who did he beat?
Some fucking guy. Shane.
Shane McMahon. He beat Shane McMahon. Gosh. Roman Reigns walks out and to the boos of 80,000 people or however many are going to be at this Orlando crowd. But I think this is going to be like an organic way of turning him slightly bad. They're going to put him in the tweener market and just let it play out from there. And I've read the articles, Triple H and everybody saying like, no, they don't want him to be heel. They're still trying to put him over his baby face, but you know, we'll see. I think if the rumor is for Roman Reigns to go up against Brock Lesnar at next year's Mania, you have to have the two guys that beat Taker at Mania face off at Mania.
Makes sense.
And you know what, on the card,
unfortunately,
It could be better than our first one, which wasn't even that bad. You know, Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar the first time around wasn't that bad. So I'm all up for that. All right, moving along. We got we both got Roman Reigns taking out Taker. Awesome stuff. Singles match. I wish this was in order. I wish Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton were finishing out the show.
God, I wish.
But Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton.
Bray fucking Wyatt.
You gotta have Bray walk out as champion, right?
I think so.
Especially if what's gonna go down later on in the show happens. You can't have two major changes.
No.
And I feel like Bray Wyatt's a great change, and it's a big reason why SmackDown is a much better show than Raw right now. Because they're going a little bit of a different route.
Yeah.
You know, they're having someone like Bray Wyatt be champion. He deserves that title. He should be champion for a very long time. And
just remember who had the upper hand on SmackDown when they went off the air.
And a win over Randy Orton will solidify that title run.
I think so too.
You know, because the way he won the title was in the Elimination Chamber, which, you know, isn't a one-on-one match. It, you know, doesn't really. He won the title and he went over Cena early on in the match. But yeah, you gotta put him over Randy, and that'll get him over finally as that top heel.
I think so.
That top scary heel in whatever fashion he wins.
What if Sister Abigail interferes in this?
That'd be cool.
Full circle on the whole story.
Because he's been doing it to him. Randy Orton's been torturing him, so why not finally the torturer torture Randy Orton?
And he talked about how they just released him, and now he's more powerful than he ever was. And he thanked Randy for what he did. So I'm fucking jazzed.
That's going to be a good match. It's probably the most second hype match.
It'll be a great intro.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
Entrances in that.
Bray Wyatt always has good entrances, so I'm excited to see. And he didn't get to do it last year because he was injured.
Mm-hmm.
He just had that segment. Granted, it was with Cena and The Rock. He still had a little bit of a role, but it was a bummer not seeing Bray at last year's Mania in a showcase match.
That's why I think this one's going to be so good.
So it's so awesome that he went from last year, you know.
I kind of want to go back and watch last year's Mania.
Yeah, you should watch the match between The Rock and Eric Rowan.
Yeah. we called it. We're like, he's got shiny shoes on. He's wrestling.
Your wife called it.
Yeah.
Main event. Whether you like it or not, Brock Lesnar versus Bo Goldberg.
Fuck me.
But do you know what? No. I know you're. I think you'd expect that more out of me.
Yeah.
But here's the case. Granted, Bo Goldberg's done 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. Even at the Rumble, 5 minutes. They've literally been saving him up for Mania.
Yeah. So
they're getting that slow build for him.
Are you ready for something? Yes. You ready for something funny and ironic?
It's still not going to go past 15 minutes.
Ready for something ironic? Go. Bill Goldberg feels the same way about his run in WWE right now as we do.
Oh, yeah. He feels completely miserable.
He's miserable, he said.
The diet's killing him. The travel's
Which
killing
is good.
Him.
Good for fucking him.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe you should get in better shape before you fucking think about coming back and do longer than 2 minute matches, you fuckhead. Ugh.
Yeah, and that's
Lesnar, right? It's fucking Lesnar.
Lesnar wins. Like, yeah, he's not booked. Goldberg's the writing's on the wall. Goldberg is
like fucking A. Let's just give it to Lesnar now and not even have the match, please. Save us all the fucking agony.
No. Let's watch this match. Let's watch Goldberg.
And I was the one like leading into this. I'm like, all right. Let's watch Goldberg right now. Fuck you.
I know we're upset with Goldberg.
I think Monday night soured me on it. Like just fucking Goldberg coming to the ring and then he spears him and then we're fucking done.
But
off air.
That's
fuck
not
you fans.
That's not happening.
Suck my balls.
That's not gonna happen at Mania.
Suck my Bugatti driving fucking
and if anything
wrecking balls.
If anything, I would not be surprised if we had a Lesnar squash.
And that's
especially
what I'm thinking,
after the comments.
Having Lesnar squash him.
But I'm interested in seeing how Goldberg gets his ass handed to him. Because it's
Lesnar. That's what this is leading up to, right?
It's Lesnar. And look at all the people that Lesnar's had to work with.
Yeah.
And you know what? Look at the way Lesnar works.
Stiff as fuck.
Stiff.
And that's the way this has to happen. Like, it's a beatdown. It's a Goldberg beatdown, right?
It's a Lesnar beatdown on a 50-year-old man.
He's going to have to fucking sell more or take more fucking moves in this match than he ever has in his entire career.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Ready for fucking 32 fucking suplexes.
It's going to be good.
I hope he fucking dumps them on his head.
It's going to be interesting.
Dump you on the chin, boy. Hit you with that 316 when you see it on your...
Did you listen to that podcast yet?
No, which one?
With Kevin Owens?
No.
Austin? Oh, you should.
Where they talked about the stunner?
Yeah, they talked about the stunner. You've heard our feelings about WrestleMania and the build for it.
WrestleMania.
We've asked a few people how they felt about the build.
We got a question from Mike Miller.
Oh, yeah, we did get a question Proven Gamer. From Tricky.
He asked us, Tricky Mick, you can find him on pretty much all social media. He asked us, are we more excited for WrestleMania
or the Raw after?
Probably the Raw after, right?
Raw after. Did
you watch the...
I did not watch 24 yet. I need to watch it.
Good, man.
When I go home and edit this, I will watch 24.
So good. It's one of the best ones I've watched in a while.
No, I like Mania.
They're almost one and the same,
right? I like Mania a lot because here's what happened. The Raws after Mania, they are good, but they haven't been as good as the one where Ziggler won the title.
I would just say the anticipation is higher.
The anticipation kills it a little bit.
Yeah.
And whenever we don't get all those great things, we're kind of just like, oh.
I don't know. Last year's was pretty good. We got Enzo and Cass.
We got Enzo and Cass. And it was cool to hear their music.
And we got that great fucking...
And Apollo Crews.
We got that great soundbite where he's telling Devon Dudley that he'll fucking hit him so hard he puts that lazy eye back to work.
Yeah. Should be good. So
and then a week later he called him Devin.
No, Devin. I'm more excited for Mania, easily.
Watch that 24. There's a lot of stuff that happened the night after Mania that I didn't realize happened, like The Rock taking over the Nation of Domination when they laid out Farouk. That was the night after WrestleMania.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Goldberg debuting in WWE to take out The Rock. That happened the night after WrestleMania. Stuff that I look back on, I'm like, I did not realize that happened.
Wow.
The beginning of the Austin era where he stunned McMahon for the first time.
That was after Mania.
That was the night after Mania.
Wow.
So there's a lot of big things that, you know, we knew traditionally that this was big, but I didn't realize just how big it was.
Got a question from Chris all the way in Brooklyn. What NXT call-ups do you think we'll see on the Raw and SmackDown after WrestleMania 33? Chris is thinking he's probably Asuka will be headed to Raw and they'll probably get a tag team, maybe the Revival. And for SmackDown, he's thinking Ty Dillinger.
Asuka, the Revival, hopefully, and Nakamura, I hope.
I think that, but reverse. I think SmackDown gets Asuka because they need, I think, an Asuka type.
I agree there.
You know, top, just unstoppable. They don't have an unstoppable, you know, women talent.
Like they're Charlotte or Nia Jax.
Like Charlotte or Nia Jax, yeah. Raw already has two of those, you know, just these top talent women.
Yeah,
even to a lesser extent, Sasha Banks.
I think the talent pool needs to be shaken up.
I think SmackDown gets Asuka. And maybe even the Revival, because I see the Revival and like a continuing like of the work they had with American Alpha.
That being said, though, how great would a match be between the Revival and the Club?
Oh, that'd be so good too,
right?
Yeah.
Like, either way, they're gonna fit in great. I'd almost rather see them on Raw just for that.
A lot of bald heads.
Yep.
And Ty Dillinger, I can see Ty Dillinger going to maybe. I can see him going to Raw or SmackDown.
Going to Raw, get that U.S. title.
And if Nakamura shows up on the main roster, I got him going to SmackDown.
Nakamura on SmackDown?
Yeah.
I would almost say Nakamura on Raw, especially if we're getting AJ on SmackDown.
Yeah, I think, but you got, yeah, if AJ stays on SmackDown.
Nakamura goes to Raw.
Well, I don't know.
I'd say Nakamura on SmackDown if AJ goes to Raw. I don't think we're going to get AJ and Nakamura.
You got to tease that match for Mania.
Right.
Because both guys aren't young. They're both going to be probably 39. At next year's Mania.
Yeah.
They're both, maybe even AJ is already going to be 40.
Right.
So I think they got to build. They waited so long to sign some of these guys. Even Bobby Roode, who's, you know, he's well into his late 30s. You know, they're going to have to bust them up and get what they can, get their money's worth. And granted, I think AJ Styles can go like 5 more years at least. Nakamura, maybe another 5 and just, you know, get what they're going to be short runs. In 5 years, but they're gonna be shorter runs. But you know, we're gonna finally like showcase these guys on the main,
domain.
WWE, man, yeah. Could you imagine Nakamura AJ Styles match next year, possibly for the WWE Championship?
I hope so, right? Oh, God,
It'd be so good. Even if they just had a grudge match.
Fuck, even if it was SummerSlam, I don't care.
Yeah.
Just give it to me.
The possibility of a Nakamura AJ Styles WWE pay per view main event is there, and I think it's gonna happen. So I think that is all for questions, I believe so. I asked what you guys thought about But the Build 2, like I was mentioning. Alex wrote in, said pretty weak for the most part. Seems mostly rushed and uninspired. I still think it's going to be a good show, though. I think
yeah, and it's traditionally the same thing we said. The better the build, the worse the show.
Better the build, the worse the show.
All right. Better. And hey, given that voice, Southpaw t-shirts are now available Southpaw, for sale.
I did send those to you. Fuck. Yeah.
I have to have one.
I wonder if they're sold out yet. We'll have to take a look after the show.
And I've got a little... Oh, so I got a call from WWE Shop.
A call?
I ordered something the other day. I'm not going to say what it is. I just want to fucking throw it up when it comes out, when we get it.
Nikki Bella fleshlight.
Fuck. Oh, God.
Oh, no. Look at his face. Oh, gross.
Anyways, and it's just John Cena's mouth is all it
is. That's all it is.
And he's wearing the hat.
Oh.
It's all in John Cena colors. And every time you put your dick in, it goes... Dah, dah, dah,
dah. Well, you put it in. You can't see...
I saw there was a picture today. Some girl met John Cena at a Target.
Yeah.
And she's like, look, I met John Cena at Target. And then the top comment is like, but why didn't you take a picture with him? I was like, all right, that's good.
Smart.
But I ordered something and they called me, which I thought was pretty cool. She's like, oh, this is Becky with WWE Shop. I was just noticing because I always have my stuff.
Becky Lynch?
Becky Lynch? God. I have Rebecca Hardy. I have all of my stuff delivered to my parents' house because if we're not home, we're at work. I don't want it sitting on my doorstep. It's like, well, we just noticed that your shipping address and your card address are different. We just want to make sure everything's on the up and up before we ship it out. Is everything good? Is that what it's supposed to be? I'm like, yeah. Fucking kind of cool that you guys called me.
Yeah, double check.
So it's what that item is. We will see here soon. It's already been shipped out.
Oh, I already know what it is.
Yeah, you do. I don't want to tell anybody. I just want it to show up on the episode one day.
Yes. It's going to be great when it does.
It's going to be fucking great.
On that note, hey, remember, Marks, you can send us your questions or comments by following us on Twitter at @smart_marks. You're also more than welcome to follow us on our personal accounts as well. And if you're watching us on Twitch right now, you'll see those names where you can follow us. But in that case, if you're listening to us on the podcast, you can follow Jeremy at jvader82. You can follow me at mateo83. Like us, quote unquote, on Facebook. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. Just type in the Smart Marks Podcast. Look for the Lucha Mask. You guys will find us. And if you hate social media altogether and want to ask a question anyway, email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, that email, smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use our referral link on provengamer.com. There's absolutely no hidden costs. Just use the link, which shows that you're a fan of the show. And we'll get a little bit of help from Amazon to help keep the lights on so we can watch WrestleMania. Remember, you can stream, download, rate the show via iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and tune in. Oh, and provengamer.com. Be sure to give us that 5-star Frog Splash rating and leave us a funny review that I can read on the show. While you're there at provengamer.com, you can check out other awesome podcasts such as Trophy Horrors, Remember Loot, and PG Spoilers, sometimes all featuring guest appearances from Tricky Mick himself, who asked a question on the show earlier in this episode. Before we rock out, give shout outs to Nescaut Fire 33 on Twitch. She usually goes on a little bit after we do, so if you guys are watching us on provengamer.com or provengamer on Twitch, watch her right after us, guys. Nescaut Fire 33. Shout out to Tom Quiet. You can check out his Live and Amplified series on YouTube. So go to YouTube, type in Live and Amplified. It's all live music, documentaries. It's awesome. He also has a podcast, too, called Live and Amplified, which is a companion show. Check that out. Also, on provengamer.com, there's a plethora of game reviews and editorials to make provengamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. Man, it's Mania weekend. I can't believe we have another Mania going on. Mania 33.
Yeah.
It's cool that me and you are the same age. And, you know...
Mania has been around as
Mania
long as we
have. Mania has been, along, been around since we've been born. So every year we get a year older, Mania gets a year older at the same time. And it's always cool. You're a few months older than I am. And it's cool at one point, you know, that Mania is the same age as me.
Yeah.
Because like in 2 weeks I'll be turning 34.
I'm a year older.
And well, you're only a few months older.
Yeah, I know.
But it's always cool to me to think like, how old am I? Which Mania is it this year? That's easy to do.
That's easy.
What you mean is it? Shout out to my brother, Eric, Nerdy Fitness.
Who's going to be there?
On Instagram. Him and his girlfriend will be at NXT TakeOver Saturday night, Mania 33 Sunday night.
Fucker.
Awesome. Guys, man, thanks for listening, Marks. Once again, I'm Matt. He is Jeremy. I'm sure I forgot plenty of other people. I'll try to remember you guys next time. But we'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks. Peace out. Deuces, enjoy Mania.